We've got so many institutions of higher learning and targeted specialty learning with the Center for Creative Studies and other institutions like it. Well, now you can add another new asset to the list, and that is the Pencil Lewis College of Business and Design. They are expected to come to town in March of 2022. One of the things they need, though, is a special designation. They would like to be recognized as a historical black college or university, an HBCU. Want to learn more about that with Dr. Dwayne Edwards, who's founder of the Pencil Design Academy in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Edwards, good to have you with us.
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
Give me a sense. I now understand I'm a design guy, especially when it comes to auto design, and just think the whole idea of product design is fascinating. What is it that you will be bringing to Detroit come March of 2022 to serve up-and-coming black designers, creatives, engineers?
Well, so the original academy is called Pencil, and for the last 11 years, we've served both footwear and the apparel industry, but mostly the footwear industry. So our primary, learning discipline is the designing of footwear. Anything pretty much goes on your feet. I'm a 32-year footwear designer working at some of the top brands and working with some of the most amazing athletes on the planet. And I left the industry 11 years ago to open a very specific school for footwear because there was no direct pipeline from college to corporations. And we've been filling that pipeline for the last 11 years.
All right, I'm going to take the bait. Who are the athletes that you've worked with?
Probably shouldn't say Michael Jordan in Detroit, but
Michael, sure you should. We respect Michael.
All right, good. Carmelo Anthony, who should have been drafted by the Pistons, by the way.
Amen.
Derek Jeter, Roy Jones Jr., Chris Paul, Ray Allen, and then several, college basketball teams. So it's been my whole career has been on the performance side of making sneakers.
Okay. So why is it so important that as you bring this incredible learning opportunity to Detroit, that you have this HBCU designation? You certainly sound like you're an operation that can stand on its own two feet. Why is that designation so important?
Well, Lewis College of Business, it's a college that was formed in 1928 by Violet T. Lewis. And in 1987, she received her HBCU designation. And what that means is she was a learning institution that was teaching, black students before 1964. And there's only 101 HBCUs in the U.S. And so, it's a very specialized learning institution. There's never been a design-focused HBCU. And I was blessed with the opportunity to meet with the Lewis family, and the school closed in 2013, and I got a chance to meet the Lewis family, and they've been trying to bring the college back, and so we were able to come together and merge to really create this learning institution specifically for people of color. But the best part about HBCUs, they're inclusive universities and colleges. They're not exclusive. So just because it's a historically black college doesn't mean, other students can't attend, but we needed a very specific college for our own because we were not allowed to be educated as free slaves in the 1860s. And so the importance of HBCUs have been going on for well over 100 years, and they continue to grow and prosper and become kind of this definitive learning institution for people of color.
Okay. Now, to get this HBCU designation from the state of Michigan, you do need the legislature's help. How is that going?
It's going great, man. I mean, I had a great opportunity to meet with a lot of the legislation from Joe Tate last week, Pamela Hornberger, Senator Marshall Bullock. We've had some great conversations. They've each expressed their excitement and their willingness to approve what we're looking to propose because they both understand the importance of what having a historically black college in the state of Michigan can do for the city of Detroit.
Talk to me about the growth potential here. As you say, right now you're looking at new age footwear, and which is so much more than just style. It is so important in terms of health and vitality and the doing safe workouts. But what other fields can UC Pencil going into in the future for up and coming aspiring designers?
So that's a great question, because we started on the footwear side. Ultimately, we teach the professional way to design product, any type of product. We just use footwear as that vehicle. So when a student comes through our programs, they learn the actual professional design process that could be applied to any object. We've always designed footwear, but we also do color and material design. We do functional apparel and accessory design. We teach kids how to make shoes and accessories. We also teach kids 3D design, but we're going to start to expand into graphic design, packaging design. We're looking at furniture design. So we're looking to evolve where we started on the footwear side into these other areas. And the HBCU designation and being here in the city of Detroit will help us get closer to those goals.
You know, that's so great, Dr. DeWayne, because I got to tell you, you mentioned furniture design. Obviously, on the west side of the state, we've got Hayworth, we've got Herman Miller, we have Steelcase. We've already got a homegrown market for people if they have those skills, so that's key. But what I love about this is the startup culture that we have that is so vibrant now here in Southeast Michigan and throughout Michigan. If you can provide this skill set to designers, they've got the means now to start their own businesses, whatever the design and whatever the product might be. And that really feeds this startup culture that we're cultivating here in the state of Michigan.
No, I absolutely agree. The beauty of what we do, all of our programs are taught by 20-plus year industry veterans. And so they're getting it directly from people who have done it for a long period of time on a very, very high level. Mm-hmm. One of our school partners is Herman Miller. And Herman Miller has been amazing partners to work with. And so when we talk about furniture design, we will start to work with them to craft what that looks like from their perspective of how they create and design products.
Well, terrific, because my aging back isn't getting any better, Dr. Edwards. And if they can come up with
too.
A better chair, I'll take it. Dr. DeWayne Edwards, the founder of the Pencil Design Academy, coming soon to Detroit in March of 2022 and offering learning opportunities to all kinds of people as an historically black college or university once the legislature finishes its work. Good luck, and we look forward to future conversations and the products that come from them.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.